This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digley, and this is my weekly word, the small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to get out there and dig your dream. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. What's up, guys? Ray Digme. Thanks so much for tuning into my weekly word. Today is Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. 2-22-22. That's a lot of twos, depending upon who you are. Maybe it's a special day for some of you that absolutely love the number two. So thanks again, guys, for tuning in. Thanks again for being patient with me and my weekly word. The reason why I say patient is some of you probably have noticed that for the month of February, I am way behind schedule with my weekly words. And I know I came out in the new year and said, we are going to have a weekly word every single week, hence the name, and we're gonna have an interview with a special guest every single week. Well, I'm a little behind schedule with that because things have been crazy, my schedule has been nuts, and life has gotten in the way. We could all probably relate to that. And that's okay, and it's not okay. The reason why it's okay is it's okay to acknowledge that sometimes things happen. Things get in the way. Life happens. Things take up more time than you thought. It's good and it's okay to acknowledge that. But what's not okay is to just accept it. Meaning, just because you fall behind doesn't mean that you have to let a project that you want slip away. You can play catch up. You can work hard to make up some of that work. You can work hard to finish some of the projects that you haven't been able to get to. So just because you fall behind doesn't mean that you have to let that project fall apart. Just remember that. And that's not even my weekly word message, but it sounds pretty good and it makes a lot of sense. Just because you fall behind, it doesn't mean you have to let that project fall apart. So here I am in the last full week of February. I am four my weekly word messages behind schedule, three after today. And the message that I wanna share and come across has everything to do with our calendar, everything to do with our schedule, everything to do with knowing and owning your day. So let me tell you a quick story to how this month started for myself and my family. So during the first week of the month, February 6th is a special day in our household. Our dog Einstein the canine, the one and only Einstein Chini Linguini, that's his birthday, February 6th. So as you can guess, for those of you who know me and follow me on social media, you know I absolutely love our dog. He is the man and he means so much to me, I can't even put it into words. So on that day, I woke up like a kid on Christmas, super excited to celebrate Einstein's big day, his eighth birthday, eight beautiful years around the sun. So I wake up and I'm all excited and I give him a big hug and I give him his treats and off we go for our awesome morning walk. And that day was absolutely gorgeous. Although it was cold, it was clear blue skies and the sun was shining. It was just awesome, just knowing that it was his birthday and here he was, thank God, still doing well and seeming like he's still a little bit of a puppy running around the field. And I was just really in a really good spot, enjoying him, spending time with him, and you know, appreciating all that he is and what he means to myself and my family. So the entire day goes like that. It's Einstein's eighth birthday. I'm posting on social media, happy birthday Einstein. I'm sharing videos, I'm giving shout outs and sending tweets out about Einstein the canine, our dog, because it was his birthday. So the whole day goes and we're doing our thing, all for the annual buildup that we do every year for his birthday. We celebrate his birthday at night with some stuff from Shake Shack. That's right, Shake Shack, the place you go for burgers and fries. Well, they have something called a Puccini. And ever since that he's been born and been part of our family, we have gotten him a Shake Shack Puccini to celebrate his birthday. So my wife, Nicole, went out to Shake Shack, got him a Puccini and a bag of bones. We got him his candles and his cupcakes and the whole nine yards. So here we are as a family. We're playing Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday in the background. We light the candles. Stella thinks it's her birthday again. It's just an amazing, amazing moment for our family and an amazing moment for Einstein. So fast forward, it's time for Stella to go to sleep. Einstein just kicking it, laying down on the carpet on the floor. And Nicole and I are gonna spend a nice evening, just a little bit of alone time with us. We're gonna kick back, have a glass of wine, and just relax because we've both been working so hard. So as the night progresses, we're kind of, you know, we're on the TV, we're doing this, we're doing that, and something comes up about going to see something on February 6th, Sunday. Now, mind you, this is Saturday, February 6th. At least that's what I think. So I see the date on the TV. I say to Nick, how about we take that appointment? And I look at it again and it says Sunday, February 6th. But I've been living Saturday, February 6th. So I looked at my wife and I said, hey, Nick, can you check your phone? What's today's date? And she looks on her phone and it says Saturday, February 5th. Can you believe that? I went the entire day believing that it was Sunday, February 6th, and it was actually Saturday. We celebrated Einstein's birthday an entire day early. Are you kidding me? An entire day of my life, I had absolutely no clue what day it was or the actual date. Now, that may make me seem like an absolute moron, but the real winner of the weekend was Einstein, because he got to celebrate back-to-back birthdays, the day that we got wrong, and then of course the next day, that was his actual birthday. The point of that story is this. I've been so busy, so swamped, it's that time of year. My work at the office is just awesomely nuts. And then of course it's the busy baseball training season. So I'm bouncing around from being a husband and a father to going to the office and trying to be my best business professional and helping clients to hustling over to the batting cage and trying to help players become better hitters and better fielders. And every single day seems like a blur. Every single day seems like the same day. And sometimes my days are, you know, intertwined and connected and I'm getting confused and I'm not really following my calendar. And that's the point of my weekly message. You know, you and I, we have to own our calendar. We have to own our schedule to be the most productive that we can be, to actually do the things on our checklist. We have to know what day it is, what time it is, what project we're working on, what we need to stop, and what we need to start. In order for you or me to be the most productive version of ourselves, we have to own our calendar. We need to block off time for this and block off time for that. Everything from business time to personal time to health and fitness and well-being time to alone time. We have to block it out, because if you don't block it out, you're never gonna take that time to do the things that you say you're gonna do. So my weekly word message is this. The reason why I'm four my weekly word messages behind schedule, three after this one, is because I haven't taken the time. I haven't taken the responsibility of owning my own schedule, of owning my calendar. So if you wanna be the most productive version of you, if you wanna have more productive days, more productive weeks and months, and your most productive year, you need to own your calendar. You need to own your schedule. You need to block out time to start this and block out time to start that. That's the only way you are going to do the most that you wanna do. So as I try to play catch up, as I try to make sure I know what day and time it is, I have to start owning my calendar. I need to start owning my schedule. And that's exactly what I'm gonna start doing the moment that this My Weekly Word message ends. So why don't you do the same? Hopefully you're doing a lot better job of owning your calendar and owning your schedule this month than I have. And if you haven't, it's okay. Like I said to the start, it's okay to admit that you're falling behind. But just because you're falling behind doesn't mean you have to let that project, responsibility, or task fall apart. The best way to put that all back together is to own your calendar, to own your schedule. Design the day the way you want. Design the week that you need to see fit. Design the month and the year exactly how you want it to be. Because if you design it, you're gonna make it happen. If you design it, you're gonna make it come together. So do yourself a favor. Own your calendar, own your schedule, and be the most productive version of yourself. That was my weekly word. Like I always say, whether it's 100,000, or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it each and every week. Now until next week, you know what you have to do. Go on, get out there, own your calendar, own your schedule, tip your cap, and dig your dreams.